This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Criminal justice reform groups say Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox's re-election could be a major turning point locally and nationally. They're hopeful Fox's win is a sign that voters are rejecting the politics of racism and fear when it comes to the criminal justice system. WBEZ's Patrick Smith reports.
It wasn't a landslide, but it was decisive. Fox beat her Republican challenger, former Judge Pat O'Brien, by about 13 percentage points last night.
This campaign is a reminder that we cannot go back to the days of old.
O'Brien had been a lifelong Democrat, but he switched parties to challenge Fox. His campaign focused on Chicago's startling spike in gun violence this year, and he attempted to portray Fox as an accomplice whose reform efforts had emboldened criminals.
The criminals have a friend in Kim Fox. We don't.
I'm Pat O'Brien, and I will be a state's attorney who speaks for victims of crime.
Yeah, it was kind of a fear-based campaign, which relies on a very flat worldview that black folks are dangerous and that prosecutors aren't tough on crime. Anarchy will rule.
Sharon Mitchell is with the Illinois Justice Project. He says O'Brien's campaign mirrored state's attorneys' races in the past, where everyone was pledging to lock the most people up. He says in previous races, those appeals to voters' fears and biases worked. And he thinks Fox's re-election is an even bigger deal than her first victory in 2016.
I just think it's really exciting to see that, you know, our candidate was able to kind of really stand on their reform resume.
Sarah Stout is with the Chicago Appleseed Fund for Justice. Stout says in her first 4 years in office, Fox made common sense changes to the way prosecutors handle nonviolent crimes.
And we can see it in the data. There's been a decrease in incarcerations. You know, she's faced a constant stream of, you know, sort of cherry-picked attack about one case here or one case there. And for the most part, her response has been to continue to focus on the big picture.
Laura Washington, a political analyst for ABC 7 and a Sun-Times columnist, says Fox was expected to win because she was the Democratic nominee in blue Cook County. But after defeating two strong challenges in the primary and general elections, Washington says Fox has a mandate from voters.
The reality in Cook County is that Republicans are second-class citizens and have been for a long time. But I think it's also important to remember that she has a base, and her base are people of color, blacks, Latinos, and progressive whites, and they get and embrace her criminal justice reform efforts. They may not think she's perfect, but they're looking for more than just law and order. They're looking for fairness, and I think she made her case, and I think the election results show that.
Washington says in challenging Fox, O'Brien attempted to build a coalition of white voters. Scott Roberts with the national progressive group Color of Change says the opposition to Fox mirrored similar campaigns throughout the country.
It's kind of the playbook where you see vicious attacks. Frankly, they've been particularly pronounced against black women.
Color of Change works to elect so-called progressive prosecutors nationally and supported Fox. Roberts says Fox's 2016 victory was the start of a national wave of more reform-minded prosecutors being elected.
We were watching closely to make sure that she was able to bring it home last night and really serve as an example to prosecutors around the country that we can even survive vicious attacks by everyone from the Department of Justice to local police unions.
Roberts says he hopes Fox's re-election last night will stiffen the backbones of prosecutors nationally to reject racist politics of fear and successfully push a reform agenda. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.